Hello, my name is Hillary Williams, and I'm the research coordinator for the Metabolic and Genetic Explorations in Refractory Schizophrenia, otherwise known as MAGERS project. Today I'll be presenting our poster titled Assessing the Utility of Pharmacogenomic Testing in a Cohort with Treatment-Resistant Schizophrenia or Schizoaffective Disorder. Our research objective was to assess the relative frequency of poor, intermediate, rapid, and ultra-rapid metabolizers in the drug-metabolizing cytochrome P450 enzymes. CYP2D6, CYP2C19, and CYP2C9. And we hypothesized that pharmacogenetic differences may be a contributing factor for our cohort's poor response to typical treatment medication. To this end, for the first 25 participants, we collected current medication data and completed whole genome sequencing. Variants were then extracted and PGX reports were generated using SequenceToScript Pro software. Questionnaires assessing perceptions and clinical utility will later be distributed to participants and their treating physician. From our analysis, 44% of participants and 19 out of 136 current medication had a PGX guided recommendation. As depicted in the pie chart in the bottom left, most of these pertain to CYP2D6, which accounted for 13 of the 19 recommendations. Figure 2 compares the distribution of phenotype frequencies in the MAGERS cohort from Figure 1 to the estimated maximum frequencies across all ancestries. Notably, our cohort was found to have a statistically significant frequency of CYP2D6 poor metabolizers at 32%, compared to the maximum estimated frequency in the general population at 6.5%. Our preliminary results suggest PGX panels may provide important information for routine consideration in individuals with treatment-resistant psychosis or who have a history of adverse reactions to multiple psychotropic medications. Thank you.